from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Mac, you and I are kind of both on the same sort of, teeter-totter of what we're going to see out of Cincinnati. Is it
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge? It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Is it panic button time, or is it just like, let's watch the preseason first? But the wrist of one blonde-haired Joe Burrow seems to be a little bit more of a question than maybe we're seeing.
I think our antenna should start to go up. I mean, this guy's a week 11 injury last year, has that wrist ligament tear against the Ravens. You're going, okay, well, by start of season, we'll be fine. Surgery, it'll all happen. He'll rehab. Well, OTAs happened. He was supposed to be ready to go by OTAs. He was supposed to throw there. They start to shut him down. They have him take days off. Apparently didn't look good. It's like, okay, it's OTAs. It's fine. They clear him for full contact. Well, that's all semantics, right? Aaron Rodgers was cleared for full contact last season. The guy's not going to play in preseason games, so we really don't care about that, right? I haven't seen Joe Burrow, and no one has. He hasn't thrown for 5 consecutive days since the injury, and they won't allow him to. This is supposed to be the healthiest you're supposed to be. In 30 days, you're supposed to be the healthiest you're supposed to be for the next 6-7 months. I just don't see this wrist injury being able to sustain a 20-21-week type season. He's never had a full or normal offseason or preseason. He's had, You know, his knee was torn up. His wrist was messed up. He had the calf injury last year. He started his career with a rib fracture and another wrist injury. He's just never had a full offseason. I'm starting to get seriously concerned about the Bengals. Their offensive line wasn't great last year. They didn't make a lot of improvements. And the guy has not thrown a football for 5 days straight. That's a serious concern to me.
Somebody showed yesterday, they predicted by, like, you know, going through the games 10,000 times on a computer, that the Bengals would be the number one seed in the AFC. And I saw that yesterday coupled with this Joe Burrow news. I'm like, you probably need a new computer because they had the Chiefs. They had the Chiefs fourth. You know,
wow.
The Chiefs were going to be the fourth seed in the AFC this year. There's no way the Chiefs are going to be the fourth seed. This is where stats and computers don't factor in human emotion, okay, and the human side of things. If Joe Burrow can't throw a football, I don't know that the Cincinnati Bengals are the fourth team in the AFC North. You know, and I know there's only four teams in the AFC North, but if he can't throw the football, I don't want to hear about Browning Nagel, whoever played quarterback for them last year. I don't want to hear about any of that. That's your leader. That's your quarterback. If you are going to be successful in this league, you need a star quarterback. Joe Burrow is a star quarterback. But if he's hurt and he can't throw the football, then he's not a star quarterback. He's not even a quarterback. And so I think if you are a Bengals fan right now, you probably are a little concerned about what's going on there. 5 straight days.
Can't throw.
You can't throw the football and you're the quarterback in a passing league. That's not a good thing for Cincinnati, man. That's not a good thing.
And another tidbit with this injury, he didn't find any quarterbacks or any pitchers who have ever had this specific type of wrist injury. Only linebackers, D linemen, guys who don't have to rely on their wrist to throw. What happens when Chris Jones, week two, bench presses him to the ground and braces fall? It's that right wrist.
Well, pass interference.
And yeah, they'll throw a penalty flag on it. Right?
Roughing the passer.
But no, they could probably call pass interference. True. Who knows what they're going to call, right? To protect the quarterback. But it doesn't matter.
Illegal contact.
If it's illegal contact or whatever it is, if he's already injured him, the penalty doesn't take away the pain on that. And that's going to be the thing, right? Like, I know we're not supposed to say it out loud, but, like, guys know when somebody has something wrong with them. They're going after that. Like, guys will go after Joe Burrow's wrist. They'll drive him into that ground to make sure of that. So
you remember when Mahomes' ankle was hurt? Seeing, like, a little bit of...
No, exactly. Like, it happens.
Like that's sharks just, see blood.
Yeah, absolutely. That's human nature. So, man, like he, in my opinion, he's the only other quarterback in this league outside of Patrick Mahomes that scares me. Like, I'm not scared by Lamar. I'm not scared by Josh Allen. I'm not scared by C.J. Stroud. Joe Burrow scares the bejesus out of me because he has beaten Patrick Mahomes. And I don't know if Joe Burrow has any emotion flowing through his body, and that's the perfect way to approach that quarterback position. He's stealth, man, and he scares the hell out of me. But if he's hurt, man, that's a bad break for the NFL because the NFL wasn't as good last year with Joe Burrow not being part of it for most part of the season.
It's interesting how Joe Burrow gets paid but yet has been injury prone. But yet a guy who has played, still waiting to be paid, maybe a little bit of disrespect. You guys all respect Lewis Riddick, I would assume.
Lou!
Who threw all those passes then? Who was that guy in jersey number 4 who was like the number one quarterback in QBR, completion percentage above over expected this year? Who threw those passes? Was that not Dak?
Lewis.
It was him!
When you get paid
by many objective measures. I know what you're going to say. You're going to say in the postseason he hasn't won. You're going to say in the postseason he hasn't gotten it done. Dak didn't play linebacker for the Dallas Cowboys against the Green Bay Packers, and I understand what you're talking about in terms of the clock management situation at the end of the game 2 years ago against San Fran down there in Arlington. I understand. There's a lot of factors that went into that. A lot of factors that aren't just it's Dak Prescott's fault. See, you know what's interesting with Dak? Dak, like I said this earlier today, Dak is kind of like Tua in the AFC. It doesn't matter what he does. We're sitting there going, yeah, but with him. Tua, same way. Well, yeah, but he didn't do that. But he didn't do that. The greatest team game in the world, and we constantly, with these two, hold them to responsible for every single thing. It's like Dak lost that game or Dak won that game. No, actually, it's more like this. Dak lost the game. When they win the game, the Cowboys won the game.
Lewis Riddick talking to Chris Russo about what the disrespect level is to Dak Prescott. I know we played the Jerry Jones clip and he's talked about the leaf's going to fall and the boss is worried on where that impersonation leads to. But is there disrespect towards Dak Prescott? Is he overrated, underrated, or perfectly rated?
I think he's perfectly rated. And what that yelling conversation told me is that we need to find a way to standardize how we judge quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just no other way around it. Like, I understand what Lou's saying, and I get it. It's the ultimate team game. But we have gone so far in this league and the way we judge quarterbacks based on how many Super Bowl championships you have. And if that's going to be the bar for how we judge quarterbacks, great. But we can't have different arguments for every quarterback that fit the narrative that you're trying to push across right now.
Right.
The end of the day, it's about winning championships. Nobody remembers how many yards you pass for. Nobody remembers you getting, you know, beat in the wild card round. People remember championships. That's why they say flags fly forever. And I know people will say, well, a lot more happens in a game. Dak's not playing defense. But you know what? There are adults out there who are not letting Patrick Mahomes be the greatest of all time because he doesn't have the 7 rings yet. And so if we're going to continue to hold Patrick Mahomes up to not having 7 rings as to why he can't be the best, then I'm sorry, Lou, Dak Prescott is a heel. Because he hasn't won any. He's barely won a playoff game. He's done nothing down there remarkable. So you can't sit here and argue different things based on what narrative you're trying to push. If we're judging quarterbacks on Super Bowls, then let's judge them on Super Bowls. If we're judging quarterbacks on stats, then let's judge them on stats. We can't judge one quarterback on stats because he doesn't have Super Bowls, and another quarterback hold him back from being the greatest of all time because he doesn't have 7 Super Bowls yet. Like, it's just chasing your tail type of argument, which is like, what I guess, wonderful for sports talk radio. But if we're not gonna judge everybody on the same thing and grade everybody on the same scale, then what are we doing here? Because as far as I'm concerned, if you're a quarterback in this league and a head coach, the end of the day, it's about how many championships you won. And if you didn't win any, you're not considered the best of all time.
Fair metric, you know. I just think that when you do that, when you don't have a quarterback that can actually play at a high level, which I think Dak has done, finished, what, 4th in MVP voting last year?
I thought it was 2nd. It might be 4th.
You might be right. Then your franchise really plummets. Look at Carolina. Look at Washington. Look at teams like that. You can go 10 years without being a successful franchise. And all you really need, like most sports, is you need a chance to get in the playoffs. Dak has yet to deliver that. I understand those antics. But also, you have more problems, I think, in Dallas than your quarterback. You have an owner who's delirious, and you have an owner that's long past the times of football. And you need, in my opinion, a new voice and a new face that runs that organization.
But they've needed that for 20
a while.
Years.
And that's why they have not been good for 20 years.
Exactly.
Or successful.
30 years. Really,
successful.
I mean, it's 30 years. They've done nothing, and they haven't won a Super Bowl in 30 years in Dallas. Okay?
There's a reason why my buddy Mike, who's a Dallas Cowboys fan, diehard, wants to join the Kansas City Chiefs. I told him every year, I'm like, I'm going to give you the opportunity. This is your last year. You can jump ship. No, I can't. And his family all big Chiefs and Mahomes fans.
Yikes, that hurts.
It's tough. Speaking of something real quick before we go to break, the NFL apparently is going to test Sony Hawk Eye technology for measuring first downs during some, not all, some preseason games. The NFL is believed to be moving closer to replacing the traditional sticks and chain method for measuring the line to gain. The electronic system could be fully implemented next season, though it could potentially happen even sooner. We are going to get lasers eventually for first down since we are so far behind on technology.
Well, let me just say
this. We've got tablets on the sideline, Bob. We need lasers as first down markers.
What if that technology goes out like it did for the airlines?
Well, then you still have the sticks.
You're still going to have the chain gang out there? You got to have the chain gang out there. I love the chain gang.
I told you.
Those guys are awesome.
I told you the restaurant industry, when the systems go down for the credit cards, they bring out the whole the whole slide guide.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, they have those.
They have the
You don't hardly ever need them. But if there's that one chance where, like, the laser doesn't work, all right, Bill, get your stick out here and let's go measure this first down. You still have the availability. You keep them on the sideline.
You still have to keep them out there because they use that on offense. Run to the sticks. Get past the sticks. If you got rid of the chain gang, nobody's going to know where the first down marker is.
I mean, Mahomes always seems to know where it's at.
Because it's there. But what if they take him away? Now you're playing blinded.
Well, that's the flap on the side of the field.
That's not enough. You got to have the guy out there that's holding the stick. That's part of football.
No, that
is the best part of football. Those guys out there, you know how long they've been doing those jobs? Like, I don't even know that they get paid to do those jobs. But they also just get to stand there and watch the game.
The Chiefs would have had a first down in the Super Bowl last year if they had lasers as first down markers. Pacheco definitely got a first down.
Maybe.
But since the guy with the stick couldn't go out there instead of like moving, they couldn't tell
what
was first
down. What if the laser goes down? What if the laser's not right? What if the laser's measuring wrong? What if the ball's, you know, spotted? It's still, I like the chain gang. Everything's technology this, technology that. Give me the chain gang, guys.
Give me lasers.
Yeah, I want lasers. I want sharks the chain with freaking laser beams attached to their heads. We have sea bass. Muted sea bass.
Those poor guys, man, they worked their ass off holding those chains.
Yeah, well, you know, factories went to robots, and those guys aren't there anymore, and the NFL is going to go to lasers. And we're
Do you think at the end of games that the teams tip the chain gang guys?
I don't know, but they tip the vending machine guy.
The vending machine guy here's got a tip jar he put out. Not kidding.
He's already made more money than I'm going to make so far in my other job.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.